Dakota Sloan was prepared for battle. She gripped her SIG in one hand, the AR-15 slung over her shoulder, the extra magazines tucked into a pouch at her belt.
"Let's go,"
Logan Garcia said gruffly. He carried his rifle, the Glock 43 tucked into its concealed holster at the small of his back, his combat knife strapped to his belt.
"You ready?"
She nodded tightly. She was as ready as she'd ever be. The group followed Dakota across the road. They hiked into the dense, dark forest with only the two small penlights to see with. Dakota had one, Julio de la Peña the other. An owl hooted overhead. Unseen creatures scurried through the leaves. Anxiety scrabbled up Dakota's spine. Doing this at night was a terrible idea, but they had no choice. If Ezra was in trouble, he'd be dead by morning. If anything happened to him, she'd never forgive herself. They couldn't wait. They had to reach the cabin tonight. Ominous shadows crouched all around them. They kept tripping on roots and vines. Mosquitoes whined in their ears. The air smelled dank and damp, peat mixed with rotting vegetation. Half jungle, half swamp, the Everglades was a land of haunting beauty. Wild and foreboding, primordial and ancient, here long before humans and probably long afterward. Ezra loved this place. Dakota loved it too. This mosquito-infested swamp was the only place in the world that had ever felt like home. She and the others had escaped the radioactive ruins of Miami in search of the safety she knew she would find here. But now Maddox Cage and the Shepherds were threatening everything she held dear. Her heartbeat quickened, thumping against her ribs. Almost there. She was trekking purely by memory. The cabin in the clearing fixed in her mind. The oak, pine, and cypress forests surrounding it. To the north, a wide expanse of sawgrass and brackish water that turned into a million miles of swampy marshlands.
"What are you looking for?"
Logan whispered behind her. She'd explored these woods dozens of times, but not for 2 years, and seldom at night. Everything looked different, strange, and dangerous. "Ezra has a buried cache near here. If I can find it, I can orient myself and know exactly where we are. Plus, the cache will have more 9mm ammo, and if we're lucky, another gun." She was searching for a particular live oak tree, with the branches locked in a weird, twisting shape that resembled a heart. There were two smaller, scrubby pines on either side. The three rocks pushed up against the roots looked natural, unless you knew what to look for. It was ridiculously hard to see in the dark. Shadows wavered just outside the penlight's halo. The moon still shone high in the night sky, but the trees blocked most of its light. Twigs and thorns caught at her clothing. She nearly twisted her ankle on a tree root. The others stumbled behind her, Logan cursing softly. She paused and glanced behind her, making sure Eden was keeping up. Behind Logan, Julio trudged next to 15-year-old Eden, holding her hand to keep her from tripping. She looked so small and vulnerable. The girl had been through so much already. She needed Dakota by her side. But Dakota had to lead them. She had to reach Ezra first and make sure he was safe. Then she could tend to Eden's needs. Until then, Julio was standing in the gap for her. Her chest tightened. Julio was a good man, steady and dependable, a loyal friend.
"I'm too out of shape for this,"
Julio huffed, but his tone was good-natured and self-deprecating. He rubbed his round, middle-aged belly with his free hand.
"Too many Cubanos. What I wouldn't give for a delicious ham and cheese sandwich right now."
Eden looked up at him and signed something with one hand. It was hard to tell in the shadows, but it looked like she was smiling a little.
"Count me in."
Eugene Park took up the rear, but only slightly. Even with his broken arm, he managed to keep up.
"I've never been hungrier in my life."
"We need to stay quiet," Logan reminded them.
Dakota returned to her task. Even at night, the heat was oppressive. She breathed in the dank, familiar scent of moss, peat, and wet leaves. Every passing minute felt like an hour.
"Please, please find it."
Finally, her gaze snagged on something familiar,